You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to Locked On Auburn. I'm Zach Blackerby, joined now by Auburn guard Zepp Jasper. Zepp, welcome back to the States. How was the trip to the Bahamas?
The trip to Bahamas was, it was very good. Some of us never been to the Bahamas. So it was just amazing just to get off the plane and just, explore the nice Bahamas and just to see beautiful things that people never done before. And, just seeing lots of people and seeing Auburn fans, it was very exciting. I enjoyed the week there and, I was just thankful to be there.
It seemed like a lot of Auburn folks made the trip down. That's got to mean a ton, right?
Oh yeah, a lot of Auburn folks made the trip. That actually helped us out in all three games. That was very special for them to come to the trip. That means the most to us, and we excelled on that. And we love our fans so much. With us being players, we thrive off that.
Right. Absolutely, man. So I mean, it sounded like a home game. On the TV broadcast because of that. So that had to be something that you guys were able to feed off of. Like you said, I mean, defense seemed to be there. Obviously, that first game against UConn, I mean, what a nail biter that was.
Oh, that was a nail biter. That was probably one of the best games we'd have had in a minute. It was a tough game. I give hats off to UConn. They're a very great team, well-coached team, great players. We went into the game with the mindset of we can beat anyone in the tournament.
Right.
But, we didn't know we was going to go on double overtime. Us fighting back from down 15, a lot of people would have counted us out. They probably would have said they wouldn't come back, said they're not tough enough and stuff like that. But We had to show the world that we can put up a fight. No matter how many points we're down, we're going to put up a fight. This team full of dogs. So, yeah. Each time we're going to put up a fight. And you couldn't see, Auburn is a team to nothing to play with. So, that experience, just being in the Bahamas in game one, like you say, especially with our fans.
Right.
I would say that the intensity was high in that game. Fighting back down, like I say, down 15, that climbing that mountain to get back, we was playing defense so hard, we was pushing the ball so hard just to get back in the game, and to see yourself get back in the game and not give up, that gave you hope. And that hope gave us momentum. Luckily, we didn't win the game, but if we would have won that game, I know nobody in that tournament wanted to play us. Because we would have had momentum, so high, our confidence would have been so high.
Right.
No one would have been able to stop us, because we would have been came back down from 15, so it would have been we can do it again, and we can do it again and again. But we won't fall back. We won't fall behind, but it showed the world, this team got a fight. They're going to put up a fight every game.
Zepp, a talking point after that game was, okay, you're already playing three games in 3 days. Those extra two periods, did that kind of weigh into it by the end of the week?
Well, we came in with the mindset we wanted to win the tournament. But if we lost a game, we had to win two. We had to win two games. No matter who we played, no matter the name on their jersey,
yeah,
we wanted to win at least two games because this was a big tournament. Every team in the tournament was a great team, and they had – Syracuse, it was a good win. ACC school, Loyola, a tournament team. They predicted to win their conference. You got Baylor, top 25 team. UConn, top 25 team. It's every team in the tournament was a great team. So it's like we got to win. We got to stay in the top 25. So we had the mindset we got to win these two games.
But as far as fatigue over the 3 days with the extra overtime, did that matter?
It actually did matter, but we was a little drained after those two overtimes.
Yeah.
But like I said, we got so many people on this team. We got 11 guys that's going to play. 11 right. guys. So it's we had guys who step in, like Leor. I want to get my hats off to Lior.
Yeah.
He came in and stepped in and on those two games, and you know, I was happy for him. You know, with a guy that's been here, been a walk on, and it's just heartwarming just to see your teammate thrive in a situation like that.
Right.
You know, yeah. And it was just heartwarming to see like your team thrive, and after those two overtimes, when we know we're tired, we saying we're tired, but we telling ourselves we still got to get these two games. We're not trying to get knocked out of the top 25, because we've seen a lot of teams out there that was losing, yeah. You know, but they was losing and like, you know, they probably get knocked out of top 25. But us, we're trying to advance. We're trying to move up and get out the top 25. So in our mindset, in our heads, we was like, no way we losing these games. We're going to come out and fight and play hard.
No, I love that. Zep, I was listening to our friends over at Locked On Syracuse. I wanted to hear what they had to say about the game. And obviously, they gave you guys a ton of props. But they were kind of thinking, you know, they were talking about it being the third game of the week for both of those teams. And they were talking about how Syracuse looked exhausted. And they're like, Auburn's over there subbing five guys in at a time. How often do you see something like that?
Well, we're coming to that game, you know, as you look at their team and you look how they play, and, you know, even though they play a zone, you know, most of their starting five players play mostly 36 to 37 minutes a game.
Ooh, yeah.
Like the Boeheim brothers, they stay in the game. The point guard stay in the game. So coming into that game, we knew if we would play hard and play tough defense,
yeah,
that we had a great chance of beating them. I give all respect to Syracuse, but it's like they only sub two players. So if we cut the head off the snake, and that's Boeheim, and which we did, we had him to under his amount of points. We knew we could win. We knew we had a chance, at least a chance to win.
Right.
So with those players, I even seen a point guard. I was going to point guard the whole game. He averaged like 16 points a game. He even told his coach one time, "Coach, I can't do nothing. I'm tired. I need a break." When I seen that, I told myself, like, oh, he's tired. Like, it's a big chance. Like, you know,
well, you talked about that before, that, right?
Like, I seen it in his eyes, and yeah. I realized, like, this dude is tired. We got a big chance to win this game.
Right. And
he had to sit out for a good little minute in that game, even the second half. And like I said, it was just a great game, a great experience to play Syracuse, a team that you always looked up to growing up, you know, recognizing for their zone. Like, Syracuse always been a powerhouse school. Like, it's always been a school that you wanted to be. UConn has always been a school you wanted to be too, but like, yeah. Syracuse is a higher, like, it's a two-zone school. You want to beat them so bad. Like, I wish you to beat Syracuse too, but, man, not Syracuse, UConn too, but, you know, things happen. I'd rather get the loss now than later. Mm-hmm. Which I hope we meet him in the NCAA tournament.
I hope you do too. That'd be a fun game to watch again.
Fun
you
game.
Guys matched up well together. I think it'd be fun to watch. No question about it. So this kind of seemed to be the coming out party this past week for KD. What have you seen from him? How has he kind of been, you know, as far as a leader with this team? But, I mean, he has blown me away. He's been incredible, Zep.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all expect that from KD. His energy, he's an energy giver. When he's on the court, you know, he's a dog. Mm-hmm. He's like a wolf. He's gonna come at you every game, no matter what. He's gonna play hard. He's no matter who on your team, he's gonna make sure he come at them. So like, KD, he had one of his best tournaments ever, like just in college basketball. Like,
he was great. Yeah.
He was great the whole tournament, like from defense to offense. Especially the first game, like it amazed me just to see him thrive in that environment and just to help us come back. You know, that spark to come back, it was just amazing. You right. know,
the coast to coast at the end of regulation to send it to overtime, and then did it again to send it to the second overtime. I mean, that guy just has so much fight. And Bruce decided to start him. What did that look like? How much did that change kind of what you guys do when you change a starter?
Well, you know, it was just a little decision. You know, it wasn't a big decision. Just we were starting games off slow. you know, like I said, all three guards are going to get the same amount of minutes.
Sure. Right.
So it was really about our starting point. And I think we've been starting the game a little bit more. We're a little bit more intense, a little bit more fight. It's more defense on the court with me and KD on there. It's like two dogs trying to get a piece of chicken on the floor. And it's like you don't want to mess with these two dogs that play defense. So,
right.
You know, and we got recognized this week of how good our defense is from 1 through 11 players. And it shows that Auburn is one of the best teams in the nation. And I've been talking about that for the past 3 months. And we moved up in the rankings. But like I said, we're still trying to climb the ladder and get the top five, get the top 10. Right. Each week, we're trying to get better. Maybe each day we're trying to get better, but you know, it's still bumps in the road. We ain't 100% yet, but we trying to get there and get the best way we can be.
Today's show brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily college fantasy sports made easy. Obviously college football will still be going throughout the bowl season and the conference championships, but college basketball, Prize Picks is where to go. If you kind of feel like you've got some kind of vibe of, you know, this player is going to score so many points tonight, or this player is going to go cold tonight, Prize Picks is the way to go. It's so fun and easy to use their app or their website, prizepicks.com. Be sure to use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get a 100% instant deposit match for up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com today or download their app in your phone's app store. So the next opponent is UCF, right? How are you guys getting ready for them?
Well, we're gonna watch some film today and figure out what they do and what their players like, how they played against their opponents. But I think I watched some clips of them on YouTube. I respect them as a team. I think they're gonna come in playing hard. They know we're a great team, so they're gonna be pumped. You know, when every team play Auburn, they see as they watch film on us, you know, they're pumped because they see how hard we play.
Right.
When you see a team play hard, you realize like you got no choice to slope through a game. You got to come with your A game when a team is playing hard like us. And so they press, but we press too. So I believe like the last man standing in this game is gonna win this game. And you know, like I say, it's all about fatigue and your 1 through 11. So I think it's gonna be a great game coming out back into Auburn Arena, and I'm glad to be back. You know, had the fans back, and you know, for us to go crazy in there.
Right, Zepp, what do you think this team learned about itself at the Bahamas?
Well, I think this team learned that we can play with any team, no matter what's the name on the jersey. That was the biggest thing, and we also learned that defense is a strength. Defense is a strength with this team. As long as we play hard, play physical, play tough, we can win each game. Because, you know, some teams think we're not tough and some teams think we're not physical. So a lot of teams get caught up in that. But we show teams that we are physical no matter the age or things like that. So this team learned that we can play with any team in the nation no matter who you are. We're going to fight. We're going to play.
Today's show brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. And if you're watching this as this show is premiering, it is still Cyber Monday. Built.com is the place to go. You can get 20% off site wide. They've got new Built Bar flavors for Cyber Monday. Caramel Almond Delight delivers everything it promises. Caramelized chocolate, check. Almonds, check. Delightful. Double check. Be sure to get yours before they're gone. 17 grams of protein, just 150 calories there. And also, maybe you're craving for this holiday season white chocolate for a limited time. You know, you can get a special new Built Bar Puffs flavor, white chocolate cheesecake, these yummy protein treats filled with marshmallowy center covered in white chocolate, 140 calories, 17 grams of protein. They've got all this and more. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED20 before it's too late. And today's show also brought to you by our friends at NetSuite. This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink the putt, the championship is yours, but on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're having to rely on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. Go over and check it out. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-the-kind financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. That is netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. Zep, this is a first. I've never interviewed someone while wearing their face on my shirt.
No doubt. You want to talk
about some of your NIL stuff you got going on? They talked about it a bunch during one of the games, maybe in the UConn game. They talked about you know how you've kind of got several different NIL things going on. Kind of give us an update on what all's going on there.
Well, I got a deal with Evans Crawfordsville Group. You know, they're a very good company. They do a lot of good real estate.
One of the folks who works there is my neighbor. We're good friends with him. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's my dude. Evan Crossville is my dude.
Yeah.
I got an NIL deal with my own clothing brand with the shirt on you got on.
Sure.
You rocking that shirt, man. That's a fire shirt on you.
Let's go.
I also got a food deal, Bumhauer's, the best wings in Auburn, Alabama.
No doubt.
And that's about it right there. And
that's awesome, man. That's awesome. So what's the coolest thing you did at the Bahamas this past week outside of basketball? Bruce at his press conference before he left said that, you know, you guys aren't, we're not going to be doing a whole lot of fun stuff is what he said. We're going to, you know, it's a business trip, but surely you did a few things outside of basketball, or was it all basketball?
Well, we did a couple of things outside of basketball our first day there. We kind of explored the Bahamas at the hotel. The hotel was a very nice hotel. You know, it was a great experience. We actually went to the water parks and walked around on the beach and just tried to see what things was like in the Bahamas. The water park is crazy there. One of my close friends, Babatunde, he enjoyed it, getting on his water slides and jumping in the water. And things like that. And I was grateful for the experience just to be there and just to look out of the hotel room and open my door and just to see a nice breeze with all these pomona trees and blue water and see sharks swimming in a little pool. You know, it was something I'll never forget in my life. You know, just being in the Bahamas, like it was crazy. And you playing basketball, you're on ESPN. I'll never forget it. Like, I met some people that live in the Bahamas that I'll never forget too. I appreciate them for just, you know, making sure we were straight and just making sure that Auburn was in good hands. Like, that means the most.
That's cool, man. That's cool. No, it's stuff like that. Why you came to Auburn, right?
No doubt. I came here to have fun and to win the championship. That's the biggest thing here. Meet great people. And so far, I've met great people and I enjoy it here.
Absolutely, bud. Well, hey, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to chat with us, and we'll talk again next week.
No doubt.
Thank you so much to Zep Jasper, as always. Really, really enjoy our conversations. Yeah, like you said, we missed it last week, but we should be back to normal now. They're not leaving the country again, so hopefully that's something that we won't have to miss another week for this kind of Auburn Basketball Weekly that we're doing with Zep every single week here on Locked On Auburn. Be sure to check out the show every single day wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you so much for making Locked On Auburn your first listen every single day. Please like and subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. This has been Locked On Auburn.